Well, I used to be a lousy cook, and then I hit upon his plan. Filled my kitchen for strangers to lend a helping hand. Now my breakfast comes from Jimmy Dean, my lunch from Dinty Moore. Without those pies and Mrs. Smith's, my life would be able. Mr. Coffee's on the table, Lazy Susan's at his side. And I don't make a mistake for me or hors of the cake. Betty Crocker for a personal guide. Now we got pancakes almost every day since Aunt Jemima came to stay. We all gain weight thanks to Fannie Mae and the strangers in my kitchen. The little Debbie cupcakes make a tasty snack with a little Mr. Peanut or some Cracker Jack. Cookies made by Keebler's elves and even Mother Hubbard, and each and every one is represented in my cupboard. Rosarita, Anne Marie, and Paul Newman himself, they all got a spot on my kitchen shelf. Lord, I don't know how I ever used to feed myself without the strangers in my kitchen. We got Mrs. Dash and Mr. Dash and Mr. Salty too, and don't forget the Hills Brothers, just to name a few. I really can't imagine what the hell I would do if I had to cook them in without my kitchen crew. I believe the things to Sarah Lee. Seems to be a whole lot more of me. I guess I ate about a billion calories thanks to the strangers in my kitchen. And they're all still in my kitchen, but I'm not anymore, 'cause it's a little bit tight since I grew overnight from size 11 to 54. Well, I maybe should have eaten from a smaller plate, 'cause the doctor says I now surpass a dangerous weight. And my butt is now residing in a neighboring state, thanks to the strangers in my kitchen. Yeah, the doctor says my bulk is reaching critical mass, and he makes me wear a caution sticker on my ass. And looking back, I plainly see it was a big mistake to trust a little bitch Debbie with her mini cake.